The three-day Folkestone Ska Splash has some of the biggest names in ska, two-tone and reggae music performing, including The Selector, The Beat and Bad Manners. James Bond! Did you?
A rough rider.
Big Phil Enthicol is one of the most well-known DJs of the genre. He writes for record collector and Trojan Records. He's with me on the phone right now. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Dominic. How are you?
Really good to talk to you again. Now, you and I were there at the beginning, the very first Folkestone Scarborough Festival. The event really has grown, hasn't it?
Well, it's grown phenomenally over the last 4 years. I mean, it's started as a fairly small-scale community event, and it's really taken on a life of its own.
So what can we expect over 3 days, starting on Friday?
Over the next 3 days, starting Friday, virtually is the best part of a 72-hour non-stop party, almost. all kicks off Friday afternoon. There are 3 days of solid events in the main arena area, including goodness knows how many live bands. You mentioned some of those, Selector, The Beat, Bad Manners. This year's headliner is a real coup for us, a Jamaican band called The Scatterlights.
Now, they're pioneers, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're really the founding fathers of ska, and in all honesty, probably the most important, the most significant band in the history of Jamaican music. I mean, the musicians who were in the original lineup of the band and who have passed through the lineup of the band over the last decades, well, really the last 5 decades since formation of the band, really are at the root and the thread of Jamaican music. It's as significant as that.
The ska and reggae scene remains huge, doesn't it? This event in Folkestone, how's it now compared to other international gatherings? Because there are loads of these events that go on all over the world.
There are events of a similar nature all over the world, but I think the key thing with Ska Splash, or Scarborough as it was, is that as well as embracing the original Jamaican route, it also takes on board the significance of the music within UK and UK musical culture, in as far as whilst acknowledging how the music has had an influence on broader forms of music, such as sort of rap music and latterly the influence of sort of dub on dubstep and so forth. What it does do basically is also link in the UK bands who took the first wave Jamaican ska to heart in the late 70s, early 80s, and provides a platform for them. So whilst there are other events globally, I don't honestly think I can put my hand on my heart and say I can think of anything else that actually embraces both aspects of the influence of Jamaican music and Jamaican culture within the UK.
What a lot of people don't know is that all along our coastline, Margate, going all the way around to Hastings, this music has really been dominating a lot of the music scene for such a long time. There's so many enthusiasts, so many people are into the idea of what all of that music represents. And I sort of enjoyed the first time when it was the Folkestone Scarborough Festival, popping down and thinking, do I actually like this music? And realising that this is interwoven into all of the kind of music I play on BBC Radio Kent. It's interwoven into lots of different sounds, and these genres have come together and then they've spread out and they've created the kind of music that people are listening to all the time. They just may not know it until they go down to an event like that and go, oh, I get it.
Absolutely. And you know, you put your TV on and without realising you're listening to kind of Jamaican ska, rock steady and early reggae in very often in the beds for adverts and promotions. The music has a truly nationwide influence in the UK and well beyond the boundaries of Kent, certainly.
For now, Phil, as ever, thank you so much for being with us.
Superb, Dominic. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us and look forward to seeing you down there over the weekend in your pork pie hat.
I've still got it.
Good man.